Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen. See what you think. Articles of faith at the Smart Infrastructure Facility and at the University of Wollongong as a whole is that really exciting things can happen when people cooperate across disciplines. This is the story of how three areas of research came together to create something never before seen in the world, the first real-time personal shark alert system. Our story starts with a teenage surfer with a deep sympathy for one of our most feared creatures, sharks.
My name's Sam Auburn and I'm the founder of Sharkmate. I'm 15 years old. So when a local surfer was bitten by a shark at one of my local beaches, you can imagine the amount of fear that I had going into the water. I wanted to create something which took a lot of factors and gave me a better insight into what's the safest beach to go to. So I start planning different ideas, and luckily enough there was a program at my school which was the community problem solving, and luckily enough I registered into that and made my way through the competition to the international competition. After traveling to America, I won that competition and came back, and that's really when I started looking to the Smart Facility for extra help.
With the help of Dr. Matthew Berryman, Sam developed Sharkmate, an app that launched this year that gives a rating to more than 100 beaches in New South Wales from Ballina to Jervis Bay. It's all part of the Digital Living Lab, a smart city solution working to improve the quality of life for people in the community. It shares data from sensors throughout the region that address key social and environmental challenges using low-power, wide-area network, or LoRaWAN, or other networks.
And it was when I actually found that the majority of these shark attacks were in the nighttime or at dawn. They were close to rivers mainly, or outpools. It really started to paint a picture about how shark attacks, although you can't predict them entirely, they're not completely random, and that you could find the different factors at every incident and piece them together to make something that users can actually make more informed decisions about when going into the water. I formulated the app so that it's not only protecting people at our beaches, but it's also going to help protect sharks, because I identified that the major reason why so many sharks are being killed, 100 million to be in fact, by humans, is that people really don't care if they die. Like, the overwhelming consensus is that they're monsters in our oceans and that they're coming to get us. I hope this app can alleviate this fear and this stigma around sharks, and that it's an alternative to the lethal mitigation methods like culling and shark nets.
At many universities, the story may have ended there, but not at Wollongong. The next strand to this story comes from a chance meeting by an associate professor at Smart, Robert Gorkin, and a PhD student from the Department of Biology.
My name is Robert Gorkin. I'm an associate professor at the University of Wollongong, and I lead the SharkEye project. It actually started with drones. I was interested in assisting and trying to figure out what could we do with drones that would enhance our capabilities in the region. we had a conference get together where we interface researchers with companies that provided drone technologies to those who were interested in using drones together.
So at the conference, just by chance, Robert started talking to a PhD student named Kai Adams. He had been working on Project Airship. We'll hear more from Robert Gorkin later, but first let's hear from Kai Adams, who will tell us about Project Airship.
We use a blimp-mounted camera, and it hovers over the beach for 8 hours a day. And we're watching primarily for sharks, but also other ocean hazards such as swimmers in distress and rips, and potentially even fishermen on the rocks. We're able to watch them. So yeah, it's a whole beach approach to keeping people safer. Well, I've been a lifeguard down here at Kaiama with the council for about 5 or 6 years. So I'm on the beach every summer, and sharks are always a contentious issue. And being a marine biologist, I want to find a way to protect people, but also protect sharks, because they are quite vulnerable to even low levels of exploitation. So my aim is to provide a sustainable alternative to shark nets, which are a destructive strategy designed to catch and kill sharks. And my vision is that we can replace shark nets with blimps, keep people safe without having to harm marine life.
So we have an app and we have a blimp. And now we need the technology to connect the two. Enter Dr. Matthew Berryman.
It starts with obviously the camera up there on the drone, which is capturing images of surfers, sharks, stingrays, other sea creatures going past. That's then transmitted wirelessly down to a ground station. From there, I then take that onto my computer and it sends all that data back over the cloud, actually all the way as far as Virginia in the United States to a big server that we've got running there in at the Amazon cloud. Once it's there, it gets processed by this image recognition algorithm, which was one Ching and his group at the Advanced Multimedia Research Lab at UAW. Once it's been through that algorithm, the algorithm spits out, hey, you know, it's found something. We then take that output, send these alerts back over the push notification system, and then it comes all the way back here to me on the beach, and I get the alert on my watch saying there's a shark that's been found.
So to recap, the camera on the blimp captures an image. It sends it to Virginia in the United States to a server operated by Amazon Web Services. It's then analysed by an algorithm developed at UOW, and an alert is sent back to the beach, all within a minute. Here's Robert Gorkin again.
I've been able to talk across disciplines and to see where there's opportunities. UOW is an amazing place, but a lot of the innovation is pocketed, siloed. And the real opportunities are often when these are bridged together, and but not just in research, that there's either business opportunities or a social impact or community benefits or everything else. So there, it's kind of just a different viewpoint. You know, I've been able to kind of bridge some of these pockets of innovation to bigger and better things. So where we can go with this is really the most important step. So definitely shark spotting. There's a role for it there. But if you go beyond that, beach management. So shark encounters are actually very, very rare, particularly for down in the South Coast. You know, swimmers in trouble, surfers in danger, pollution in the water, all sorts of things like this. This happens on a daily basis. The real potential for this is much more as a tool and an asset for communities to monitor the beaches and their usage and the conditions and everything else. A lot of the potential for this goes well beyond beaches, agriculture, ecology, environmental monitoring, terrorism, all sorts of things. So, and it can be done, particularly for Australia, beaches alone, there's tens of thousands of kilometers. So this is part of a solution that if you want to actually monitor remote rural areas, all these sort of places where you can't have a lot of embedded infrastructure, well, what better way to do it?
For listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.org. smart.uow.edu. That's smart.uow.edu.au.